They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for another jam-packed show as we get closer to getting off the practice field and actually getting on the fields and the courts for fall activities that actually mean something. So that's what we've got to volleyball talk and football talk on the show today, both high school and college. Our Big 12 preview continues with the quarterback at Iowa State, Austin Arnaud. Our high school preview. It's Wednesday. We've got some Wednesday segments we're going to be bringing you throughout the upcoming season. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, is going to join us every Wednesday starting today. The magazine is out. Huskerland Prep Preview is out. We'll talk to Bob about that. Plus, we will catch up with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires here in just about 4 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show with our Wednesday Loper Chat as UNK should get our poll out today and find out that they're in the top five somewhere. And what a ball club they have. Let's see if they can live up to the hype and the expectations and continue to improve with a crew that started as freshmen and sophomores and now a lot of them juniors and a couple seniors on the squad to try and help them get things through. And we'll talk with Coach Squires coming up on the show today. But the number one story on a local scene, I think, is the demotion of Alex Gordon to the Omaha Royals, and that's the only way that it can be viewed. It's a demotion. Give me any place else where a number one draft pick has been demoted after making it to the major leagues. Daddy, Alex Gordon's career has been a horrendous failure so far.
No doubt. They rushed him to Kansas City. All the hype, all the pressure that was on Alex Gordon certainly has been all you know. But let's be honest, it's just hammered him. He's never had fun. He's never had a smile on his face playing the game. He's hit 227 this year. He's hitting 198, I believe, after coming back from the hip surgery. He's never hit for the power that Alex Gordon, everybody thought he would. He's never been even close, or mentioned in the same breath as George Brett. That was the go between when he came up. He would be the next George Brett for the organization. Having to do over, I think the Royals really would have had another year in the minor leagues. They didn't do that. Now you send him back down to finish out the AAA season. It sounds like
it can affect his free agency situation. And by the way, it's probably not going to make a whole lot of difference, because if you're hitting 200 or 220, there's not going to be a lot of people looking for your services anyway. And go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Ken and Carney chimes in. I hope the Royals fans out there will rally behind Alex and encourage him instead of kicking him when he's down. If he can find a hitting coach who can teach him to drive the outside pitch to the opposite field, he'll make it back. Being a natural pull hitter, that is a tough thing to do. I'm also done tired of Frank White saying Royals hitters need to drive the ball up the middle. I think they need to concentrate on just hitting it out of the infield. Brett Favre, just go away, please. Ken,
I don't know where he needs to hit the ball, but there was
This isn't kicking Alex Gordon when he's down. It's not like this was his first season of organized baseball. He's got offseason. If he doesn't like what the Royals hitting staff's doing, he's got offseason. Go do what everybody else does. Find your own hitting coach. Do what you got to do. Have Jabba keep throwing your pitches outside till you can hit the darn thing. I mean, you got connections. Go take care of it. I don't know if it's a putting the time in situation even. It's just not good. And now Alex is going to be down in Omaha, and their season doesn't last that much longer anyway. It's just kind of a strange thing. Will he be called back up in September?
That's interesting, because obviously the roster is expanding in September, so you get more people up there. Look how they said, make room for Luke Cochaver to come up, who did pitch two scoreless innings with Northwest Arkansas. I believe he was the one that replaced Alex, wasn't it? Cochaver, no?
Kyle Farnsworth.
Oh, Farnsworth, that's right. So you get Farnsworth back up there to blow more saves. Alex has been just abysmal since. What do you got to do, Doug? Did they rush him up? I mean, would Dayton Moore have to do over again? What do you say? Let's give him another year in the minor leagues. Is it partly the Royals to blame on this?
What do you mean another year? How about a year? Trey Hillman says the move may let Alex put some joy back in his game and recover from his injury. He's scheduled to join Omaha in Tacoma later this week. The next home game, I believe, is Saturday for the Royals, Friday or Saturday.
You think he'll be back up with the big boys this year?
I don't think it matters. It's the Royals stink. Let's go and get into our Wednesday program here with our weekly Loper Chat. UNK going to be joined here in just a moment by head volleyball coach Rick Squires. And every Wednesday, our new segment, Loper Chat, brought to you by the College Store, located just across the street from the Health and Sports Center at UNK. Get geared up for college this year with the largest selection of UNK gear in town at the College Store across from the UNK Health and Sports Center. And we welcome in the head coach of the UNK volleyball team, Rick Squires. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
Well, glad to have you back on. You've had a little time to get some practices under your belt. How are you holding up?
Well, you know, I get more tired every year this stage of the game, but I think the players are holding up pretty well, so that's what counts. But it's been a good camp so far, and enthusiasm's been high, and players came into camp probably in as good a shape as we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years anyway. So I think so far we've seen mostly everything positive, and we're on pace to, I think, put a pretty good team on the floor.
Coach, how many players do you like to see in the rotation this year?
You know, we've really tried to get our team to buy into the fact that we should be able to play 10, 11, 12 players on a regular basis. Now, maybe that's not going to be in the rotation every game, but we'd like to play 3 outside hitters a lot. We'd like to play 3 middles a lot, a couple of right sides. Not sure you can do that maybe quite as much in the setter position, but we've got some depth and we'd like to use it and keep some fresh legs for the postseason stretch. So, you know, I think we've got a group of girls who's bought into that, and if we can stay healthy enough to do that, then we'd like to not have to play every starter, every game of every weekend. So, I think so far it looks like we're going to have a chance to be able to put a lot of people on the floor and stay fresh and sharp, and hopefully if an injury comes along, you can deal with it and still maintain a high level of play.
Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires is joining us on our Wednesday Loper Chat here on ESPN Radio. Coach, it has come to the point, I think, when you got this class together and saw what they could do their first year at UNK, you knew this day would hopefully come. There are a lot of expectations already being rained down upon this team. You've been through this with a different group of girls before. How do you address that when they know there are large expectations on their shoulders?
Well, I mean, I think we've tried to deal with that in a couple of ways. First of all, we've tried to kind of go back to that old cliche where you just want to get better and you know, focus on the process and the journey and all those things, because that's true, and that's really what we try to emphasize every year, is that those successful things will happen if we really kind of break it down to the elements that are important, not only in volleyball, but whatever you're going to do. So we try to make sure that they don't lose sight of that. You know, I think the other thing is we've tried to identify with this team what the obstacles might be when you are talented and you feel like your potential is very high. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the things that could detract from us achieving the goals that we have. And, you know, some of those things might be out of your control, such as injuries and so forth, but some of them are within your control. You know, we're not going to get complacent. We're going to compete day in and day out. We're not going to play to the level of our opponent. You know, we've also tried to identify the fact that you know, there is more pressure on us, and how are we going to deal with that? And if we prepare as well as we possibly can, then, you know, we shouldn't have to worry about what the results are. So, you know, I think we've got a team that is willing to do whatever is necessary to have the best chance to win. And, you know, you still got to catch a break or two, and there's a lot of good teams on our schedule, so you might not win every night, and you just got to deal with it and move on. And I think everybody so far is looking at it the right way, but time will tell, and the tests will come, and we'll see how we do.
When it comes, an interesting point there where you might not win every night. Unfortunately, I guess you guys are going to be in a situation where that may become more important than for about any other team in the country, because if Concordia St. Paul in your region is number one and stays ahead of you, we all know. I mean, you went 32-4 last year and didn't sniff hosting regionals.
Right.
That's kind of the big picture, isn't it?
Well, I think in some ways it might be, and maybe as we progress through the season, if things are going well for us and we've put ourselves in a position to maybe have a chance to host a regional or something like that, then maybe winning every match becomes an issue and having a chance to host a regional. I think until maybe you get to that halfway mark or something where Concordia has demonstrated that they're winning all their games, and they've certainly got challenges ahead of them, and we're doing the same, and whoever else might be in the picture, you try not to get too wrapped up in that until maybe it looks like it's going to be a reality that it's something you need to be concerned about. So it may be down the road, but right now, I think it's about playing to our potential, and if that potential means we should win every night, then hopefully we'll do that.
Rick, when you were announced the overwhelming pick to win the RMAC, I guess you figure you probably, if you're that big of a favorite to win it, you're going to have the preseason player of the year. You're going to have some people on there. Anybody you felt maybe got left off of there that was deserving?
You know, I haven't spent a whole lot of time looking at it. I know that on our team, probably if I had to pick some unsung players, you know, you're looking at maybe a Chelsea Carson, who I think is had a tremendous season last year, probably an all-conference level season last year, and didn't make anything. And she is on pace again, I think, to do things that, you know, she's just a key outside hitter for us. She's going to put up big numbers again this year. You know, your back row players always get overlooked. You know, I think Kelly Wimhoff finally is getting some of the credit that she deserves, but Caitlin Heiserman's awfully good. She's as good as they get in the back row. Our middles are, you know, people know about them. Shelby Workman's a player who does so many little things that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet that she's a player that I think other coaches and other programs recognize as a key player for us, Shannon Clausen, amongst others. So I think that at this time of the year in our situation, if anything, we're probably getting more credit than we deserve than less.
UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jerry Wachowiak, Nikki Scott, we're on that first team. Jerry, the preseason player of the year in the conference. You've also got to see improvement from number one and number two, as well as number 18 and 19. What about where they're getting better?
Well, I think any time that you've demonstrated that, you know, you're a top player in the conference or an All-American or whatever it might be, the next phase is to continue to make the impact on a match like you have in the past while every team is spending more and more time trying to prepare for you. So in a case like Jerry, I'm sure there are teams that are going to do everything they possibly can to keep her from beating them. And so she's going to have to continue to develop more weapons in her arsenal, different shots, different methods of getting kills when other teams are going to commit solely to trying to stop her. Nikki Scott might be another one. So I think that's the next step for those players, is to play with the bar raised as far as expectations for them are concerned, and opponents' defenses becoming more and more designed to stop just them.
Rick, talk about the talent, the level of competition you'll see when you open up the season with the Best Western runs the Fall Classic next weekend.
Well, I think the Best Western Classic is going to be a mix of two types of teams. There's a couple teams in here that are trying to rebuild when you look at maybe a Bemidji and a Newman, Kansas, and then you've got Fort Hays, who's got a new coach who's been very successful in the past, who plays in arguably the best league in the country in the MIAA. So I think Hays will be talented enough to be very competitive, and you know, whether it's now or later, time will tell. So I think that'll be an interesting test. And then Rockhurst probably highlights the field as far as teams we're going to play, because they are traditionally a powerhouse in Division II. They've, you know, their coach is moving in on 1,000 wins, and they thumped us pretty good a couple of years ago. This very same group went down to their tournament when they were freshmen, and I think they swept us. So Rockhurst will be a very strong test for us, and so it'll be a little bit of a mix to play maybe two different levels of teams or programs that are in different places. And I think more than anything, you just want to see how your team looks in a real game situation and get a lot of faces out there on the court and see how they perform.
He is the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Rick Squires. They open the season next weekend. Got a little scrimmage this weekend too, don't you?
Yeah, inter-squad scrimmage on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll go with kind of a blue and white format. And, you know, there are some newcomers that I think folks would like to get a look at. Jenna Rose is looking like she is everything, maybe, and more than more that we thought she could be. She's going to be, whether it's now or later, she's going to be awfully good in this program as a 6-1 setter. You know, there's a few other freshmen who I think are going to be fun to watch who maybe won't be relied as heavily upon as you would have to some years, so it might be a good chance to see them. And then I think the match is going to be competitive because I think one of the strengths we have this year is we can put two good teams on both sides of the net, and so it'll be competitive scrimmage and a lot of fun and good chance to kind of go through the routine of playing in an actual game and all the things that go along with that. So we're looking forward to that and then trying to gear up for our tournament.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. Looking forward to another great season of UNK volleyball. As always, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Our Loper chat this week with UNK head volleyball coach Rick Squires. We'll talk Loper athletics every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by the College Store, located just across the street from the Health and Sports Center. Get geared up for college this year with the largest selection of UNK gear in town at the College Store, across from UNK's Health and Sports Center. Don't forget, season tickets are available. Family passes, special pricing for all sorts of folks. Contact the UNK ticket office for more information. Their inaugural Loper Luncheon is coming up next Thursday, the Fall Sports Loper Luncheon that includes UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic Athletics. That's coming up next Thursday at the UNK Health and Sports Center. And don't forget, on Monday, our Mondays with Merck and Morris kickoff. Daryl Morris, football coach at UNK, and Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College will join us every Monday throughout the season. When we come back, Bob Jensen is going to join us for our opening Wednesday of Huskerland Prep Preview after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of my own!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop. Sports Bar and Grill, baby.
Need
tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a chance of isolated showers and storms with high temperatures around 81. Southwest Wednesday around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then we'll see a low at 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I notice we have an email from H-Man in Riverdale. Uh-oh. An H-Man email coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we do go to the Dent Popper inbox. Nick says, did you listen to Hurd talk about Favre's hat? And how he thinks it's all planned? The hat looks like he wore it all day in his Wranglers working out on his farm in Mississippi. The only thing that would have been hilarious is if it were a seed corn hat. I love it. Hope he hangs it on all Packer fans. Nick in Pleasanton. Thanks, Nick.
Well, you know what? A lot of Packer fans just distraught over the whole deal. Haven't you moved on, Packer fan? You got the guy who was the future of your franchise.
Well, Dennis Leary, who was on the program today with Mike and Mike, and I would rather hear from actual sportscasters than wannabe actors. Anyway, he was talking. He's okay with Green Bay. He says Brett Favre couldn't do any more at Green Bay. They didn't want him. He did all kinds of great things. He won us a Super Bowl. He's a Packer fan. I think that's probably people overlook. They lose sight of that. I mean, without Brett Favre, the Packers probably wouldn't have been good for a lot of years, or they'd be in a different position. They'd just been maybe better later because they'd had different people in the entire mix. With Brett Favre. The Packers didn't want Brett Favre. What do you want him to do? Packers didn't want him. Now, he may have wavered back and forth, but finally they just said no.
We could have been a backup.
Yeah. Exactly. You can fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arbor Linings. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years, so for a free estimate, stop by and see them on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Maybe you'll have a high school football sports question.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
The 2009 Nebraska high school football season kicks off next weekend, and Huskerland Prep Magazine is out, and we are pleased to welcome in the publisher and czar of all that is high school football knowledge, and of course you've been able to keep up with it 365 on his website at Huskerland Preps, Bob Jensen. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Douglas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Also, of course, we might add a publisher of the Central City Nonpareil and the Beacon Observer.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking Beacon. You know, that's our marketing tag. I've been thinking Beacon. So that's what we need to get after. You know, it's kind of funny, the thing about Favre. I kind of went through the same thing in high school. Every year, right before the start of the season, my coach would announce my retirement, but I would find a way to weasel my way back onto team. So I know what he's going through. You know, it's happened before.
Bob,
oh boy.
Yeah, that's, you know, are we really going to start there? Robert, the magazine is out. You have a chance to put your column in there from a scrub standpoint. You have a chance to have your games of the year, some of the same great features that we're used to seeing every single year, the top games, the top players, the top seniors, the top underclassmen, and, of course, my favorite part, the breakdown of the districts, which is basically what the coaches think. They kind of write on their own team what they think, and you'll make a comment on most teams briefly at the end. When we pick up the magazine this year, all the same features, but what new things do we have in store?
Well, I tell you what, we kind of stuck with the old standbys. I mean, I kind of like that mix. It kind of gives us a chance to touch on all the whole spectrum of the game, as far as I'm concerned. Everything from what you hope to see on Friday night to who some of the better players figure to be. And our cover this year, I'm sitting here looking at the magazine, and might I say, a fearsome photo is what it is. Our cover boy is Andrew Rodriguez, the future Husker, who is about ready to start his senior year of mayhem at Aurora. And all Andrew really told me was he didn't really care how the picture looked as long as he looked mean. And I think we managed to fix that. I think he looks sufficiently mean. So, but no, it's you know, Andrew is obviously one of the very best players that Nebraska will produce this year, and really the growth that he showed last year was just amazing from the start of the season to the end of the year. I'm sure he's going to pick right up there, much to the chagrin of anybody who's going to line up against him this year. But we have him pegged as the best player in Class B, and if we had an all-class, my suspicion is he would be at the top of that as well.
Bob, as you look ahead towards next week, are there injuries out there that people should know about heading into this season that will affect teams early on?
Daddy, first of all, hello there, Daddy. Hello. That's a bad news about your phone. I feel for you there. That's a bad deal. The thing with the injuries, actually something I found out just this morning, and it is a really unusual story. It's going to have a happy ending, but it's not going to be happening right away. Bloomfield is a team that we had ranked in the top five in D2, and anybody who follows the game knows that they've qualified 20 years in a row. They've got a junior kid by the name of Brett Hopkins, who we actually rank as a top underclassman. He's a quarterback and linebacker up there. He will not play in the 2009 season because he had a heart stent put in.
Really?
He had a blocked aorta, and he underwent that procedure earlier this summer, and after they'd gone to a camp in Wayne. And he won't play this year, but he will be able to play basketball, and it is fully expected that he will play his senior year. I realize that doesn't necessarily impact the local area, but as far as the injury situation, the first one that comes to mind in having to do with the two Class A schools there, you know, the quarterback situation at Kearney is a little bit in flux. And also over at Grand Island, a player that I like a lot, Nate Westerby, the 215-pound state wrestling champion. He's a defensive end, bookend to Andy Godowski, who I had figured would probably be the best set of defensive ends in Class A this year. Westerby's not going to play this year, as most likely he broke an ankle this summer, and he should be ready to go for wrestling. And I guess our wrestling fans out there can breathe a sigh of relief there, but it doesn't seem very likely he'll play any football. If he did, he might have a chance to play at the very end of an extended playoff stay, but that's not much help the first couple months of the season.
Bob Jensen joins us from Huskerland Prep here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Wednesday. Let's jump into some of the features in the magazine. I mean, we're going to pick it up and read it from cover to cover anyway, but let's start with your number one game of the year.
Well, the number one game of the year, this is, and again, I like to remind people, when I pick the best games of the year, I pick the games that interest me. If, you know, because it'd be real easy to every year pick the same rivalry games. But having said that, our number one game is actually Maxwell and Hayes Center. Those are two teams that both reached the semifinals last year. And, you know, Hayes Center is going to be good. I don't know that they're going to be great. They were great last year. They made Ewing work for everything they got. And then Ewing winds up just ripping St. Francis in the finals. So, you know, Hayes Center was a legitimately great football team last year in D2. Maxwell has one of the most exciting players, I think, certainly in the lower four classes of football. A kid by the name of Cody Calhoun that plays wide receiver. He is virtually uncoverable, if that is a word. He's about 6'2". He's about 170 pounds, 175, can jump through the ceiling. He's got really good speed, set a bunch of records last year in the playoffs for receiving yards and touchdowns. And I don't know, somehow that just appealed to me a lot. So that is our number one game of the year.
You know, Bob, the last time I heard the word uncoverable is when they measured Daddy for a tux for his wedding.
I put that on a tee for you. There's no reason to thank me.
That's all
But Bob, you've got your capsules done on every team, and we can break down every class. I don't think we have time for that. Give me one or two teams with the biggest turnaround this year that you like.
Biggest turnaround. Okay, and I assume you're talking about in a positive way.
Well, I'm talking El Suco to playoffs.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you want to call it a turnaround, but a team right down the road that's going to be good and got a chance to be really good in a really crowded class is Overton. Overton last year had to do without Joel Hodson. Joel Hodson suffered a concussion early in the year. He is one of the very best players in eight-man football, and without him available, they simply didn't play like Overton teams that we've seen play in the past. Well, he's back. I saw him the other day. He's completely healthy. He's ready to go. Jared Schaefer, who accounted for something like 30 touchdowns last year, quarterback, is back. They've got a couple young Olmstead boys who are large and they're going to do an outstanding job for him. And I think Overton's got a chance to really kind of make some great things happen for him. You get to, as far as a legitimate, complete turnaround, I'll be honest. There's a limited number of those. I just don't know that there's going to be a lot of that going on. I think what you've got a chance for, though, is to have a few programs in there. You've got a chance to maybe make a name for themselves after coming close in the past. And another one that just fascinates me, and it's a little bit outside of the coverage area, but we got Class B football fans listening. What's going to happen at McCook? You know, that is a complete rebuild, but from everything that I can tell and everything I'm told and everything I'm told by coaches that play against McCook, they're going to be really good. And they've got a kid at quarterback by the name of Chad Stoll. And you might want to remember that name. Word has it that he's going to stay. He's not going to be Matt Barry, but he's going to be very good.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Huskerland Prep magazine is out. And, Bob, I guess tell the folks where they can get their copy.
Well, if they'd like to order a copy of this spectacular little magazine, then call our office. That's the best way to do it. Our phone number is 800-323-3929. The magazine's going to cost you $15 plus shipping. And I guess the thing is that I would like to mention, you know, we do have Aurora starting out as our number one team in Class B, and I know they're going to be pushed. There's some really good teams that are right behind them. You know, Scott, Waverly, Beatrice are all going to be really good. McCook's got a chance to be very good. You know, they're going to get pushed right out of the gate a little bit by Creed, I think, on opening night. But Aurora looks really good. And the other, you know, Blue Hill, defending his championship, we've got them number three. And a couple teams in the area, Pleasanton and Hampton, are in the top five in D2. And they play each other again this year. And when you go to that game, you're going to get to see two of the best running backs in eight-man football, Alec Dosey of Hampton and Sean Campbell at Pleasanton. So there are a lot of football to be played. And we can't wait to get started.
And Bob, we'll have you on next Wednesday to really get into the football and your overall top 10 rankings. But you travel so much in the spring and the summer and have so many feature articles in the preseason magazine. Give me a handful of kids from around this area that folks can see in the magazine.
Well, I tell you what, just for our regular old feature stories, Andy Godowski from Grand Island is a kid that we've got in there. We've got a story on both Ryan Beamer and Nathan Arlt from Adams Center, who we think are going to be outstanding again there. We've got a story on Nate Most from Giltner, he's got a real good chance of winding up being the all-time leading passer for yardage in Nebraska high school history. And then those two running backs we mentioned, Dosey at Hampton and Campbell at Pleasanton, are also both featured in there. And like I said, we've got a story on Andrew Rodriguez. He's also on our cover. And, there's the usual mix of we call it the top 225. That's our player ranking deal. Please don't add them up. They don't come to 225. And, frankly, I'm embarrassed to mention how we came up with that number. But the point is that it is a list of top 30 seniors in the classes and the top 10 underclassmen. So
Bob, would you say he has the mostest opportunity this year?
You know, man, I tell you what, Tony, the only reason that I interviewed Nate was so I could write the headline that said he's the most. I mean, there you go. He's the most, and he really is. The kid is not your typical eight-man quarterback. He's 6'1", 195 pounds, got a gun. He's really smart. He's athletic. He can throw on the run, and he's got some weapons around him. We'll talk more about Giltner as the season goes along. They're going to be very explosive on offense again this year.
Huskerland Prep is out. Check your local bookstores, magazine stands, or contact the Huskerland Prep Worldwide Headquarters at 800-323-3929. Bob Jensen joins us every Wednesday for our Huskerland Prep preview on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, great to start another season. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. It's good to talk to you, Douglas. Tony, I would want to mention our friends at Hastings Bookstores, Grand Island Kearney. They do have the book. You can find it there.
That's where I get mine.
Okay.
See you, Bob.
Yours is in the mail.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep, joins us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're a week away. We're really getting into it next week with the high school football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, our first game will be the Grand Island Kearney game, which will be interesting again because the coaches leaving last fall kind of had all the pieces already ready to go. And then, as we see in every sport, those pieces get tumbled a little bit for variety of reasons. This time it's injury, and we'll find out more about that. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Austin Arnaud, the starting quarterback at the University of Iowa State, is going to join us, or Iowa State University, which we really believe will probably be the worst team in the Big 12 Conference this year, but not because of this young man. He'll be our Big 12 preview. Plus, we've got an email from H-Man in Riverdale who says, if Brett Favre can unretire, so can I.
Doug, before we get, though, to that email, I think it's important to know lunch is coming up in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I better have a full stomach to get to that.
There you go, and the Chislicks are waiting for you at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips with your favorite wing sauce. You know, spice it up, make them hot as you can get them. They got that at the Chicken Coop. Want them regular, no sauce on them? They got that at the Chicken Coop. Try the Chislicks today. It'll be an experience you'll be talking about the rest of the day. Just $6.99 with side items. And don't forget, you got all the Major League Baseball games, the package on TV at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island all season long. Watch all the golf. Watch all the football coming up. Hey, try one of the Coop's great burgers. 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties. They got them there. Try the chicken tender hoagie. Try the ribs. Try the steaks at night. They've got it all. You want to start off your meal right? Cheese pleasers, otherwise known as balls of cheese, garlic shrooms, pub pickles. They got it all. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
And, of course, we will be back with more after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a ho!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
StubHub! Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
Belts, fluids, hoses. Little things we all ignore, but make a big difference over the long haul. Right now, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All for just $24.99. That's an oil change, free tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $24.99. Midas. We're on this road together.
Up to 5 quarts multi-grade oil, taxes, and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles, limited time offer at participating Midas.
Your home for Kansas City Royals baseball is Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Johnson hits a soft liner in the center. In comes Mitch Meyer to dive and make the catch. That's a good defensive play by Mitch Meyer.
Now Gordon rips one into right field. Ichiro back, looking up. It is gone. A home run for Alex Gordon. The Royals get two of them back here.
Royals baseball brought to you in part by Skeeter Barnes on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ah, summertime. Nothing like putting on the pads in 90-degree heat and sweating your way through training camp. It's the dawn of another football season. And Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation unveils end-to-end coverage of man's second favorite contact sport. Reports from training camp. So you get all the dirt on who's rising up and who's washing out from the station that takes football just as seriously as you do. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a chance of isolated showers and storms with high temperatures around 81. Southwest wind stay around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then we'll see a low at 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to go to our website and vote on the Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question. We'd ask you which college football team should be ranked number one in the preseason. Of course, still one poll to come out. 53% said Florida, 20% said Oklahoma, 13% other, 10% Texas, and 3% said Southern California. And right now, our new poll question is, with Brett Favre signing with Minnesota, what will that do to the Vikings season? Miss the playoffs, make the playoffs, win the division, or win the Super Bowl? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com today and vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic. Well, Daddy, a Kansas City Royal victory yesterday, and the Royals will be in action this afternoon to wrap up their series with the Chicago White Sox.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
Billy Butler, that's the man.
Three doubles, two RBIs, scored the game-winning run in a 5-4 victory over the Sox yesterday. Royals baseball this afternoon, first pitch at 1:10.
They keep battling, gave up that first run on a pair of errors, I believe, in the first, but rebounding and got the win, so hey.
There's what you got, and coming up Austin Arnott in just a moment, but let's get to it. It is the H-Man from Riverdale. Email of the day. Greetings, delusional Husker fanatics. If Brett Favre can unretire, so can I. I tried to get out, but you keep pulling me back. As I travel the state, all I hear from you fans is how Nebraska is a shoe-in to win the North, and 11 or 12 wins is a near certainty. If you think Nebraska will win more than 10 games in 2009, you are smoking meth. Pelini is a great coach, but you can't win Big 12 championships with Mountain West players. And until Callahan's players are gone, Nebraska won't compete for a championship. To wit, General Lee, meaning Zach, can't win big games in this conference. He's just a weak version of Joe Intramural Gans. Princess Halu, fragile as a China doll. The defense is still slow, and slow don't play in the Big 12. At best, we're second in the North. At best, we won't get embarrassed in Blacksburg. And at best, Pelini will recruit and put Big 12 quality players on the field before you fans turn on him like the insufferable know-it-alls that you are. H-Man goes on to say, in all matters of Nebraska football, I urge anyone who thought the hiring of Bill Callahan was anything but a complete disaster from the second he was hired to please cease from discussing Nebraska football for the next 3 years. You don't know anything about it, and you are just humiliating yourselves again. The unretirement email of H-Man from Riverdale.
Well, right to the point again. Hey, 10 games. Are you hearing a lot of 10, 11, 12 games?
Well, not a lot. Not a lot. But some people, we're going to win Virginia Tech. We're going to win Virginia Tech, which seems to be that swing game that then if you can win at Virginia Tech, you can win 10. So, well, let's find out more about our Big 12 preview, our Big 12 football conference, as we have ever since we got back from Dallas at Big 12 Media Days, and our Big 12 preview brought to you in part by Dyna-Gro Seed. They have SmartStax corn hybrids in their starting lineup. SmartStax, the ag industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Dyna-Gro offering SmartStax that combines 8 corn traits to provide farmers the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects and weeds versus any product in the market today. Contact your local Dyna-Gro representative to find out more about SmartStax hybrids today. It is Iowa State quarterback Austin Arnott. Big 12 conference football continues here at Media Days, and little Iowa State talk. And Daddy, if this offense of the Cyclones is going to get things turned around in 2009, we've got the man that's going to have to lead the way.
Well, Austin Arnott joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. The quarterback had a strong sophomore campaign and looking forward to bettering that in his junior season. Thanks so much for stopping by today, Austin.
No doubt, no doubt.
We've talked to a couple of your teammates already about there are some goals for this team. Everybody keeps throwing dirt on you guys. Well, when you guys came in, this was a football team that brought in a lot of talent. Is this a junior and senior class that can really surprise some people?
Yeah, junior senior class
And with some of those sophomores that we played last year, we had 13 guys from that freshman class last year that played as true freshmen. And we're trying to build off that and, you know, get this thing turned around.
Austin, I think a lot of people like to hire Coach Rhodes. What does he bring to this team?
He brings a homebody, man. He's an Iowa guy, and we're loving that. And he just brings so much enthusiasm to this program, much-needed enthusiasm. He's a very energetic guy, and everybody loves him.
Much different than a year ago.
I don't know about much different. I mean, it's different. There's definitely a difference, but, you know, Coach Rhodes is here now, and we're going to do that.
Well, we've all – it seems like every school except maybe Texas and Oklahoma has went through a coaching change recently, so I guess we've all been through there. Let's talk about you. Even since last season, where have you seen improvement in your game in the offseason?
Just being able to make better decisions, you know, as a quarterback. That's the thing. That's the name of the game as a quarterback, making quick decisions on the run, in the pocket. Just me being able to slow the game down. That's another thing that I've been able to get better at and just continually getting better.
How much of that on the run is designed and how much of that on the run was needing to get a little bit more experience on the O-line?
You know, it comes with it's both sides, you know, offensive line and then it's me holding on to the ball too long, you know. Different times where, you know, both things were working against us and those are times that we, you know, weren't playing well. And, you know, our offensive line is back, you know, basically five starters back in a sense, so we're pretty stout up there and just trying to get better, man, get.
Austin, I think a lot of people out there, if they know two players on the Iowa State football team, one is you and the other is a freshman receiver a year ago in Darius Darks. How good of a and how lethal of a combination can you two become?
We can be great, man. Me and Didi, you know, we've had 7-on-7 this summer and just continually hooking up and great to have him out there. You know, guys like Cedric Johnson, another freshman who played well last year. You know, all our receivers, Marquise Hamilton, Houston Jones, Colin Franklin, guys that are going to make plays for us this year, that we're so excited.
Talk about your running game, because obviously that can help you out a little bit as well.
Exactly. We got, you know, three guys that are potentially going to play. Jeremiah Schwartz, a freshman from Florida. Bo Williams, the long-awaited transfer in from Florida. And then Alexander Robinson, who's been, you know, been our guy for the past 3 years now. And we're excited for all three of them. I mean, they all bring a different package to the game, which is good.
Austin, tell us about the transfer from Florida. Obviously, if Urban Meyer and those coaches are giving you a look, you must be a talented individual.
Bo's very talented. He runs. He's probably one of the hardest runners I've ever seen in my life in person. He runs so hard, and he runs with such a passion, and he truly genuinely loves the game. He's just a great kid all around and, you know, got a good head on his shoulders.
Austin Arnott is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, quarterback of the Iowa State Cyclones. Long day at media day, and everybody is trying to find out how big of a goal. We talked with Nate. He says bowl is if you don't get to a bowl, then you're not going to consider this the season that you wanted. For you personally, that's a team goal. For you personally, how can you get them there?
For our bowl win, I need to be the best I can be. You know, it's gonna. You know, we're in the Big 12 quarterback conference. You know, I got to come out and prove myself every game and continually play, keep getting better every week in and week out. And for the most part, it's just going to come with, you know, experience, continual game experience from last year carrying over this year, and help me make better decisions.
I don't know if you've been asked about your offensive line or individual people on that offensive line much today, Austin, but this Sparks kid didn't play football until he's a senior in high school, 6'7", 320, or Zach Spears, I mean, Spears. Talk about him and what you've seen out of him this summer.
Zach's a really... really good kid, man. He's a goofy kid, but we all love him, man. And he you know, comes from the same high school as Cedric Johnson, so they're big buddies. And you know, you're right. He didn't play football until a while back, and then he went to a JUCO and played pretty well. And you know, he's a big kid, He's got all the talent in the world. We just got to get him going in the right direction. And might take him a year or two, but I mean, the kid is a great specimen.
Many people believe you guys can get off to a good start in the non-conference race with three winnable games, and then there's Iowa. Talk about the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry just a little bit.
You know, and just a heated rivalry. We both on off the field. I mean, you know, we know these guys from high school sports, AAU sports, all that stuff. So we know these guys pretty well, and they know us well too. And you know, it's always a great game. You know, you throw predictions, you throw, you know, the slide. I mean, the margin of victory on the game. You throw that all out the window when it comes to that game.
Doing some improvements to the stadium, 24 luxury boxes now in. Your thoughts of the new facility?
It's going to help us. It's a tool for us for recruiting, you know, for everything. Fans are going to love it. And, I mean, we're going to try and here pretty soon get that back end zone bowled in, have a little horseshoe going on, and it's just going to be another tool for us.
Austin Arnott, quarterback for the Iowa State Cyclones, going to bring him into Lincoln on the 24th to take on the Huskers, but a lot of games before then. So, Austin, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, guys.
Our Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part by Dynagrow Seed. Contact your local Dynagrow representative to find out more about the Dynagrow SmartStax hybrids that are now available to order today. We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-5707. 1-800-441-5707. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707.
Double dip, double down, double the fun, all good doubles. But nothing beats double the savings at Kearney Yamaha. Right now, cash in on double savings at Kearney Yamaha when you buy a new Yamaha ATV or motorcycle. That's right, double savings. Now through the end of the month, Kearney Yamaha is having a double rebate sale. For example, buy a new Yamaha Grizzly and the guys at Kearney Yamaha will double the $700 rebate to $1,400. Buy a Yamaha Star motorcycle and the $1,000 rebate magically doubles to $2,000.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha, and it's our annual double rebate sale. The perfect time to save tons of money and get the Yamaha ATV or motorcycle of your dreams. There's never been a better time to get a new machine from Kearney Yamaha.
So whether you're looking for fun or a fuel-saving motorcycle, you can save up to $2,000. And farmers, if your ATV has seen better days, now is the time to upgrade and save big. Double savings now through August 30th at Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a chance of isolated showers and storms with high temperatures around 81. Southwest wind staying around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then we'll see a low at 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 70.
Nice, Derek. Some White Stripes.
Yeah. Daddy's expanding his music knowledge over here.
Yeah. Somebody had to tell him who it was.
Very nice. Hey, Doug, you hear about the golf tournament coming up? It's a different kind of golf tournament. It's downtown, Kearney, on the Kearney Bricks. Kearney JCs in the Garage present the second annual Putting Around the Bricks miniature golf tournament. Saturday, August 29th. Noon until 7 p.m. $300 cash prize will be awarded to the winning team. Other prizes included all over. A designated driver is required per team. Every participating bar in the downtown area sets up their own hole. You go around, putt away. Kearney's ACs, that goes on from noon till August 29th. Pick up a registration at any of the 10 participating bar locations downtown Kearney.
And if you want to play, you know, big boy golf.
There you go.
How about Prairie Hills?
Love it.
Just south of beautiful Pleasanton, just north of Kearney, and it's Wednesday. That means the $25 special. All you can play all day with cart, $25. Call for a tee time this afternoon. Get out there. Play till the sun goes down for just $25. You want to play 9? Fine. You want to play 18? Fine. You want to try 27 or get 36 in? Love to have you. Cart included. And, of course, great clubhouse to fix you a little sandwich. You have plenty of great beverages for you. Go out and enjoy the driving range, the putting green. It's all there for you. They've got specials Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, of course, with their beautiful layout out there and some great weather this week, they invite you to come out and play any day of the week. But don't forget their Tuesday and Wednesday special. And this is Wednesday, $25, all you can play all day with cart. Very important with the cart, not only because it holds your beverages, but because it holds your clubs as well.
And plus, it's up in the hills at Prairie Hills, which is cooler. So just when you think, I don't want to go to McCook, it's too hot in McCook. Go to Prairie Hills, it's cooler in the hills. You got 80-degree weather, it's 79 at Prairie Hills.
The Nebraska volleyball team ranked 3rd of the preseason coaches' poll out since yesterday's show. Two-time defending national champion Penn State, number 1, Texas 2nd, Nebraska 3rd, followed by Washington and Stanford. Other Big 12 teams ranked include Iowa State at 13 and Kansas State at number 22. And we mentioned Nebraska wasn't going to get that number, I think last year, the 2-4 team when they played Stanford and USC. Well, they are playing 11th-ranked Minnesota and 16th-ranked Michigan at the Quest Center in Omaha next weekend to start the season. So some pretty good volleyball teams coming in for that. The NAIA preseason top 25 poll, Hastings is just outside the poll at number 30. Northwestern of Iowa, the highest-ranked team at number 5. Morningside 9th, Dort 16th, and Doan 23rd. And how about soccer? The Hastings men's soccer program, a national power, preseason number 11 this year. And they're the only team in the conference that is ranked. So number 11 to start off for the Hastings men. And don't forget, there is an exhibition game tonight between the Hastings and UNK women's soccer team. So go check that out at the Osborne Complex. UNK, two exhibition games remaining, one of them tonight at Hastings. They kick it off at 7:30. So there you have it. Another busy Doug and Daddy show is wrapped up. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking a little Joe DiMeo, fantasy football drafts. I'm going to ask him how bad I botched mine up last weekend. We'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk a little football with Joe DiMeo on the show tomorrow. Also, our Big 12 football preview continues. Maybe we talk Okie State. Maybe we talk ESPN. Maybe we talk Colorado. Might even have a surprise for you on the show tomorrow. Plus, Nebraska's got some baseball players coming back. We'll see how that impacts the program. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, Austin Arnaud, the quarterback at Iowa State, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you once again 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.